It's Thursday. The Oscars coming up soon. Russ Collins is the director, the executive director of the Michigan Theater in Ann Arbor, and he thinks he knows some of the winners for sure. Good morning, Russ.
Well, I think all of the winners today are those who wish their sweetheart happy Valentine's Day. So we can say that with great assurity. However, in terms of what the Oscars are going to be, which is coming up on February the 24th, who knows? But there are prognosticators that have picked five sure bets for your Oscar ballot.
So you're recommending we could all wager on these and win.
Well, exactly.
No, you're not.
If you're going to wager, whatever. isn't that illegal? But anyway, Best Actor, folks are considering Daniel Day-Lewis a lock for Best Actor for his role in Lincoln. Best Original Song, it's considered an industry lock that Adele will win the Best Song for the James Bond Skyfall theme. Best Supporting Actress, Anne Hathaway, which, I'm rooting for Helen Hunt, but industry officials say that Anne Hathaway is going to win.
Yeah, I'll go against you on that. I think Anne Hathaway should win.
Yeah, well, you and everyone else agree. and best foreign language film, Amour. And this film is nominated not only for best foreign language film, but for best picture. So I think this is a pretty good bet. And Amour opens today at the Michigan Theater, and I had a chance to see it, and we'll talk about it later. But it's quite a piece. And then Best Picture, and this is a huge surprise, but it looks like Argo's a pretty solid lock because it won the Screen Actors Guild Ensemble Award, the Golden Globe Award, the Directors Guild of America Award went to the director who is not nominated for an Academy Award, and the Producers Guild of America and the British Academy Award all went to Argo. So anyway, kind of a surprise, but it sure seems like there's a groundswell for that particular film to win. So, and it's fun. It's a really good film. Folks like it, so that's great.
Well, wait a minute. Where's Wreck-It Ralph?
Wreck-It Ralph, it may win Best Animated Picture, but it's not a lock, according to industry sources.
Okay.
So there was a congressman from Connecticut that was rather upset that in the film Lincoln, two of the Connecticut Congress folks were voted against the 13th Amendment
in the movie, right?
Which they actually didn't do in real life, and he wanted it changed for the DVD released, which neither Tony Kushner, the screenwriter, nor Steven Spielberg, nor Walt Disney, nor DreamWorks, anybody associated with the film said, well, we're just going to leave it the way it is. And it is kind of interesting on several levels. One, fiction films, although they may be based on reality, are never 100% historically accurate. And all we have to do is think, or plays or novels or anything, and all we have to do is think back to our friend Richard III. Shakespeare kind of twisted the facts about old Richard III, and with all of the news pieces that were on last week about
found
Richard
him in a parking lot,
that's
right?
It's a reminder that when you see something in a play or read something in a novel or see something in a movie, you certainly need to take it with a grain of salt in terms of its actual historical appropriateness, although it still may communicate the truth in the larger picture of things. It's clearly, Lincoln is a very compelling film. A small historical inaccuracy does not invalidate the film, nor the truth that the film communicates, but the actual details of historical fact can never be counted on when you're talking about a work of fiction. So just remind yourself that. So opening this week is a film that has gotten great reviews. It's by an Austrian director, Michael Haneke, and it's actually was nominated as a best foreign language film by Austria. However, it is a French film with two really wonderful French actors, Emanuela Riva, who was in Hiroshima Mon Amour in 1959 as a young woman and had an acclaimed career, and Jean-Louis Trintignant, I'm completely butchering this wonderful gentleman's name, who was in a very acclaimed film, A Man and a Woman, back in the early 1960s. So they had very wonderful careers as young actors, as middle-aged actors, and now as 80-something actors. They're in this film about this couple that is just so very compelling. It's rather slow-paced, but it is so human and difficult in a way that is actually wonderful to watch as it unfolds.
Good for Valentine's Day.
Fortunately, it opens tomorrow.
Okay.
And it's about the wife having a stroke, and then her, and it's a mild stroke at the beginning of the movie, but through the film, her health declines and her husband deals with it. And the daughter, which is played by Isabelle Huppert, another great French actress, but of a different generation. And it's a compelling family story. It's a compelling human story. It's something that we all face, although we're reluctant to think about it, and that is our own mortality. Moore is a wonderful film, nominated for Best Picture, Best Foreign Language Picture, and on many, many, many critics' top film of the year for 2012. So if you're an art house film fan, you have to see Amour. If you're over 30, I really suggest that you go see it. I found it to be very insightful to me in terms of my parents and their life and what they're dealing with at this point in time. And anyone, it's a really wonderful window into the human soul. And Amour is definitely worth checking out. Any Day is a film that stars Alan Cummings as a part of a gay couple who in the 1970s have a next-door neighbor who has a son who has Down syndrome, and she is not taking proper care of this young man, has her own particular difficulties, and they end up adopting this young man, loving him very, very intently. But in the very prejudiced era of 1970s, this couple has a very hard time holding on to this child in the legal world. And again, a very compelling film. A short run of this film. It's only playing on the 19th and 20th. But some say this is Alan Cummings' best role ever, and he's a very talented actor. So Any Day Now is definitely worth checking out. Opening at the multiplex this week, unfortunately...
Why unfortunately?
are films that are not getting particularly good reviews. The one that was the biggest surprise to me is A Good Day to Die Hard, the new Bruce Willis film based on the Die Hard franchise, has 6% positive reviews. And, the New York Times said, and so it's almost everybody from highbrow Kenneth Turin and New York Times to less esteemed critics are just completely trashing this film.
Well, okay. Are there a lot of explosions? Turn up the volume real loud.
Okay. A lot of explosions.
That's all I need to know.
Explosions in Russia. So there you go. Beautiful Creatures is a film that actually has a really great cast, including Emma Thompson and Jeremy Irons and Viola Davis. And it's a supernatural love story set in the South about two star-crossed lovers and they're longing to escape the small town. But there's a tradition of witches or witchcraft in this family, and this young woman is kind of facing what her fate is going to be. Is she going to be a good witch or a bad witch?
Well, this looks kind of fascinating, too. I don't know what the reviews are. I'm sure you'll tell me.
Well, it's literally 50-50, and New York Times kind of liked it. Los Angeles Times kind of liked it. Variety liked it quite a bit, but the reviews are 50-50, but it's got much, much, much better reviews than Die Hard. So,
no explosions.
That's right. And Escape from Planet Earth is the animated film for the week. And I'm surprised that it's got an all-star cast and voice cast, including Brendan Fraser and Jessica Alba. And then Safe Havens is a Nicholas Spark film. He did the screenplay. Lassie Hallström directed it. Nicholas Spark wrote the Notebook. And this is a similarly kind of romantic comedy or romantic story set in North Carolina about a mysterious young woman who who's trying to fit into a small town that she recently moved into. Some special screenings that are happening. Inside Job, the documentary about the economic collapse from 2008, will be shown on Sunday at 5 o'clock, and Congressman John Dingell will be there to talk and follow up after the screening. Pump Up the Volume continues our series on New Hollywood, New Line, about a Detroit film producer by the name of Bob Shea, who put together the Lord of the Rings franchises, a lot of other things. The family film is Kung Fu Panda, which will be Sunday at 1:30. There's a documentary film about the farm movement, the small farm movement, that will be playing on Thursday, a week from today, at 7:30. And the midnight film at the State Theater this week is The Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Plenty to see and enjoy at the movies. Russ Collins is Executive Director of the Michigan Theater in Ann Arbor, and he's joined us once again for our weekly cinema chat.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.